T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hernandez throwback Nats when they came to RFK Stadium and he threw out the first pitch with like the gold and red letters jersey, and he's eating a Subway chocolate chip cookie. Subway makes nothing as good as they make chocolate chip cookies. I used to, fat move alert here, stop on my way places, go into Subway and just get 3 chocolate chip cookies in the little sleeve paper bag that they give you, go out to my car and eat them on the run. That's not the fattest thing I've ever done, but it's in the vicinity. Another fat move I did, that'd be a good call topic one day. What is the fattest move you've ever done? I'm actually going to write that down. That could be fun. Maybe we can wait for Danny to get back. He'd like that. Fattest move I've ever done, and I've done this probably 5 times. I have not done this in at least 2 years. I don't even want to admit this, but okay, fine. We're there. I've gone to a movie theater, gotten a large Coke and a bucket of popcorn, and walked out and not seen a movie.
That's called the Jim Mullins.
Apparently it is. And I like Jim Mullins. We need to not be doing the same things.
You need to not be associated with some of the moves that he pulls.
I've done that. That is, I think, the fattest thing I've ever done. I've also, though, I guess, is eating from fast food places 3 times in 1 day fatter than that? I've done that.
I would say yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I've probably had 100 days in my life where I ate McDonald's twice, at least 100 times.
But if you did it 3 times in 1 day, that's...
I've easily eaten fast food 3 times in a day before. I know of it. I can't think of the day, but it would have been like early morning breakfast, lunch on the run somewhere, and then dinner at McDonald's again or whatever.
I think I might have you beat.
That's fatter than going to a movie theater and not seeing a movie?
Yes, definitely. Having fast food 3 times in 1 day.
You ever eaten that popcorn with that oil? That's terrible for you.
What about having McDonald's for both breakfast and lunch and then canceling a doctor's appointment because your blood pressure was too high?
Because you had an appointment to try to see if your blood pressure was getting better?
Yeah, they were going to check my blood pressure.
That's super fat.
It's very fat.
That is one of the fattest things you've ever done.
I did that 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's a fat thing.
What about ordering 2 Costco pizzas and then having that one for a weekend?
Oh, just to have it to like munch on all the whole time?
Yeah.
That's a fat thing.
Yeah.
I would say on a scale of 1 to 10 fatness, that's a 9 fat. On a 20-80 scouting scale, I'm giving you a 70 for the move, though, because I love that. I've done that before where, you remember the snowstorm like a couple, wasn't this past winter, so 2 winters ago?
Yeah.
We got pummeled. We actually, I think, ended up having to stay somewhere, did something weird. But I was stuck at home for like 3 days. It hit on a Friday. And the now fiance, my girlfriend then at the time, was not with me. She was somewhere else. And I was just going to be by myself for 3 days, pummeled in the snow. We weren't going to be able to drive anywhere. So I just went and got like 8 frozen pizzas. And I ate them the entire... That's all I ate.
I'm going to say that's fatter than going to Costco and just getting 2 for a weekend.
You think?
Oh, yeah. That's the dream.
Yeah,
right,
that's
there.
A pretty good life I was leading. Video games and frozen pizza. The other stuff was healthy, though. I was eating like Doritos and Mountain Dew and stuff. So the rest of it was fine. It was just the pizzas.
You know what? It's okay.
Yeah. Those are some of the fattest things I've done. That is a good topic. We should do it another day, probably. A couple of notes here. First, thefandc.com on Twitter, 1067 The Fan's Twitter account, Instagram, and all the places where you find content on social media. It's the Nationals world premiere is now available. So if you want to show it to your friends or listen to it on your own time, go to @1067TheFan. It's the Nationals world premiere by Fairfax Dan. It is available for you right there. Let me squeeze in a couple quick calls before I tell you about the scariest animals. Todd's in Fredericksburg. Hello, Todd. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, man. What is your biggest concern for the Redskins? USA Today says it's the safety position.
The nose tackle position.
They don't really have one.
Yeah, they don't really have one. And I got another fat move. Have you ever poured milk in your mouth and then drank cereal in your mouth?
I haven't, only because, Todd, I don't like milk in my mouth at all. And I've never eaten milk with cereal. So I don't do that. But I've done things like that. Like, one of the things I like to do is I'll go drink in there first and then throw something in, like with a reservoir. So I've had, like, I love the combination. Love the combination. Jay Gruden, Rob Kelly, the combination. Man, Rob Kelly. Oh, Rob. I put Coca-Cola Classic in my mouth. And then I drop Goldfish into the little Coca-Cola like they're swimming around in a pool. I've done that move many times. I only once, this is actually the fattest thing I've ever done, but it was a joke, so it doesn't count. In, I think it's the movie Tommy Boy, he like squirts the packets of ketchup into his mouth before he puts the fry in there. I did that once just as a Tommy Boy bit in reference to my boy Chris Farley. That's a fat move. Alex and Wheaton, go ahead.
Hey, Grant. I'm going to point out here that when you're listing the most important skins, I think you started with Jordan Reed, went to Trent Williams, went to Josh Norman. I didn't hear Kirk Cousins on that list.
Say it again, sorry?
I didn't hear Kirk Cousins on that list.
List of what?
Most important Redskins.
Well, we didn't talk about the – well, that's true. When I was referencing who's more important than Jordan Reed, you're right. He should have been mentioned. Yeah, he's got to be in the top five because the drop off.
I mean, I would hope with the guaranteed money he's getting for the past 2 years and his position on the team and the guaranteed money he will get if he remains on the team next year,
yeah,
that he would be an automatic number one. Anyway, my unit I'm concerned about is D-line. It hasn't been good in the recent past. Yep. We swapped out some parts for people that you don't really know. You've got rookies. You don't know how it's going to gel. You got a new coordinator. It's unknown. It's got to prove itself from ground zero.
Appreciate you, buddy, and I think it's a good call. Yeah, the quarterback position is too valuable to not be mentioned high. I think Norman, Reed, Cousins, and maybe Kerrigan are kind of the Mount Rushmore there in a league of their own. And then there's a couple other guys kind of in the zip code. But, yeah, Cousins has definitely got to be one of the top four. I mean, the fall-off between he and McCoy is just too large. All right, double play. Let's get to it. Got to be quick here. What's going on in my life? Nothing to do with sports.
Tommy want wingy.
Tommy does want wingy. I would love a wing right about now. Someone sent me, Chris Bradley, I'll give him a hat tip here, sent me a tweet of a man finding a boa constrictor in his attic after years of strange sounds in his house. So based on that, I'm going to give you my top five scariest animals that as a human living in America, you can actually interact with. I mean, there's other scary ones. Like, I would be really freaked out if a hippopotamus was next to me. That's probably not going to happen during my life. So here we go. 5-1. Quickly, I will give you the scariest animals you can actually interact with, and then I'll see what you guys think about this. First, left off the list. Also receiving votes, if you will. This is like Tulane or something off to a 3-0 start. Also receiving a vote, a fox. I'm always creeped out by foxes. Not because I'm a King George Fox, my high school mascot. No, but because at my house, they're all over the place in Alexandria. And I've always wondered, like, what if I walked outside and on my back deck there was just a fox chilling there and, like, it had to run at me to get past me? I think that would freak me out. So I'll put that as number six. Your top five scariest animals you actually interact with. Number five is an insect. It is a hornet. A hornet is a scary damn animal. If it stings you, it's curtains. You're not going to die, but your day is ruined. And it happens a lot. Number four, a bear. Bears do exist in this area. Ryan Kerrigan sent me a picture one time when he was golfing in Leesburg of a bear that was just next to him for some reason. If you walk out of your house and there's a bear in your front yard, you can pretend that you won't be freaked out. You will absolutely go to the bathroom in your pants. Number three, after a bear, number four, I'm going to go with a spider. A spider is the number three scariest animal that you can interact with in America. Spiders, like snakes, as Danny always says, are everywhere. How often do you just kind of see a spider in your house on the wall? See a spider on your shirts? Feel a spider crawling on you and have to, like, sweep it away? Can you imagine if, like, a tarantula was just around somewhere because some idiot had it as a pet? You ever had a black widow near you? I have. I've seen it. You ever seen a spider give birth to, like, 900 spiders? That's what they do, by the way. They have, like, 900 spiders at a time. They all walk in a line like some soldiers in some army from, like, decades ago in a movie. It's the freakiest thing in the world. Spiders are number three. Snakes are number two. Danny is right that snakes are scary. Where he's incorrect is that they are not number one. Number one, of course, is a shark. Never forget me, Virginian. Virginia's doing great. vacationing East Coast 2 weeks ago in Miami, was kicked out of the water by a whistleblowing lifeguard screaming at the top of his lungs on a four-wheeler because there was a shark near us, and we had to get to the beach immediately. Never forget that. Shark is number one. Snake is number two. Spider's number three. Bear is number four. Hornet's number five. And a fox is number six. I would like feedback from both of you, please, on my list.
Well, I just want to point out that you're absolutely correct that sharks are scarier than snakes. But what I would like to point out, and this has been a pet peeve of mine for a very long time, I think spiders are number one.
I don't think it's the most outrageous thing you've ever claimed. I understand your logic. I can't give that to you. From my perspective, I can't do that. That take in and of itself is not hot, I don't think.
I would say walking through a spider web is going to be the way I'm going to die, whether it's being killed by the spider or the heart attack associated with it every time it happens.
Or just like falling and banging your head while freaking out.
Yes.
Scott just sent me a picture of a massive bear stealing his trash. And if that's really his trash at his house and his back deck and that bear is that big, that's one of the scariest things I've ever been sent. I'm just going to tell you that. Thami, your thoughts on my list. Again, hornet, bear, spider, snake, shark, 5-1.
I like your list except for the fox. If I'm outside of my house before 7 a.m., more than likely I will see a fox, given the fact that there's woods all around where my condo is, and it doesn't scare me. They're more scared of us than we are of them. They'll run away from you if they see a person. That's why they're in their den by, 8 o'clock in the morning. I would replace fox.
Yeah, I was going to say, what would you put on the list?
Very easy. It's called an alligator, also known as a crocodile. The fact that you didn't have that on your list, and that is truly one of the most terrifying things, because when I was in Florida for WrestleMania, I went on an airboat ride, and the guy took us right up to an alligator that was kind of sunbathing in the morning. And we thought, no, it's fake. It's not even real. This is a plastic thing. The whole thing is a sham. We're getting ripped off. It suddenly moved and went in the water towards our boat and disappeared forever. And it was probably one of the most scary moments of my life.
The only reason I don't list that is I've never seen it outside of a zoo. But if I had interacted with one at some point, I think I would put it on my list. I'm considering this like animals I could see in the next week, which like I'd have to go to a beach, obviously, and get unlucky to see a shark. But I definitely think an alligator is scarier than a fox. I just don't interact with them. But if you do, and you did at some point, that should be on your list forever.
They're everywhere in Florida. Danny acts like snakes coming through the toilet. How about an alligator being in your pool in your backyard?
Yeah, that probably has happened to a lot of people, which is an unforgivably scary thing. And by the way, a lot of pictures now coming in at Grant H. Paulson of foxes near people's houses. Keep acting like that's not a weird, scary animal that could just attack you at any moment and bite you for no reason, because it certainly could. You just have to piss it off once, and it could come and bite you in the leg. And I'm sure that would be a pleasant experience. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan, your Beltway Blitz at noon. Player you're most excited for tonight at 12:18, Redskins-Ravens this evening in Baltimore.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.